I used to get a call from a gentleman who said that he was with the Internal Security Force at Area 51. And I said, okay, every unit's got a name. What's the name of your unit? Because I thought he was a... You'd be surprised at some of the calls I would get.
No, and, no, I can imagine.
And he said the unit was Yellow Fruit. And I'm going, yeah, right. Well, to my utter shock, I discovered that one of the covert operation groups was codenamed Yellow Fruit. And I didn't find that out until several years after that. But apparently about 95% of what he told me, I have found independent confirmation of over the years.
See, and now you wish that you had believed him.
Oh, yes. I would have sent him a ticket to come to the show. But he was giving me chapter and verse on internal security and the camo guys and some of the things that were going on. And it just amazed me that he knew. There was no way he could have heard my show because he was in Nevada and KORG certainly didn't go that far. And yet he would know what I was talking about and would call me within 10 minutes of the show being off the air for the night.
What do you think, what were you able to surmise was going on, it still is, at Area 51?
Well, there was a gentleman who was doing a show similar to yours and mine on a station out of Las Vegas. I think it was called KVEG. Don't remember his name, but he asked me to get a group of people together and meet him at Area 51. And this was on a Tuesday night. I just said, okay, fine. Anybody wants to go to Area 51, I'll get a bus. Cost you $100 a person. They sent me a 30-person bus, and I had to turn people away. So there was a lot of interest. We got to Rachel, Nevada, population 6. And the what had been called the Rachel Hilton turned out to be a half a dozen trailers scattered across the desert. And we went up to the mailbox, and there was certainly a lot of activity in the sky. And it was almost like they were daring us to take photographs because these lights would come in low. There were, as I recall, 15 or 16 cameras in the group, and not a single picture on any camera developed.
Oh, my. That's disappointing.
That was bizarre. I had a scanner, and I was listening to the camo guys talking about us, and they clearly had technology far beyond anything I'd used in the field because they were nowhere around, and they were talking about how many of us were there, what we were doing. So they had some very sophisticated sensors.
Are you convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that the aliens are among us?
I would be surprised if they were not. If, in fact, they created us as a race or, you know, if you recall from the Bible, we were created in God's image.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they, I've seen some weird-looking people in my time. Who is to say that that strange person sitting across from you in a restaurant is actually 100% human?
Would they know it, that person?
Well, that depends. If you remember the MK Ultra program that CIA was running, they were creating false personalities in people that that caused them to function perfectly normally as far as the world could tell, but they had no memory of what they did or where they did it or who they did it to. When you get off into that area, it's like going to Disneyland. Anything is possible. And the problem is there are so many stories making the rounds that it's almost impossible to figure out who's who without a scorecard. One night I had Bill Hamilton came to my show with a young lady beautiful young lady. And, I mean, she was just a joy to talk with. And she started talking about her father being the underground ambassador to the United Nations.
The underground ambassador?
Right. Apparently, there is an underground civilization underneath of the North American continent, and her father is the ambassador. And they have a high-speed subway system from one end of the continent to the other. Now, you may well say, yeah, you know, clearly she's been smoking something she shouldn't have been smoking. And yet, I know of instances where she went from Los Angeles to New York far quicker than she could have by plane. Never could quite figure it out.
She would just appear, you mean?
She would just be there. And she would, she had a brother that showed up from time to time. Now, talk about a strange person. He was certainly strange. But she was able to discuss very esoteric things that, I mean, I read a book a day, and I always have, and I remember 90% of what I read. And I've read things that are just so often left field that I've never met any person who has read everything that I've read. And yet she could match me fact for fact, story for story, no matter what the topic was I wanted to talk about.
Was she one of these underground people?
She said she was.
What was her complexion like? Was she pale or what?
No. She was just a stunning young lady. She said that quite often they would kidnap people from the surface to kind of renew the blood supply, so to speak, and her mother was a surface person and her father was one of the big shots in the underground society.
Now, if he was an ambassador to the United Nations, how come when you see this wide shot of all these members, you don't see underground base person or anything like that?
Well, when I ask similar questions, I would always get the same answer that, you know, it was going to be revealed when everyone was emotionally ready to deal with the topic. Now, I do know that quite often tunnels have been found that there's no explanation for. And most of them seem to be plugged up, either through cave-ins or just, you know, somebody took me out, showed me one, and we followed it for, God, we must have walked in there a couple of miles until we hit what appeared to me to be a granite plug.